Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by, amongst others, Mendelssohn, Bach, of course, Poulenc, Henry Purcell, George Frederick Handel, and Marcel Dupré. To start with, Felix Mendelssohn was a German pianist and organist born in 1809. His compositions are generally regarded as conservative in nature when compared to contemporaries like Liszt and Wagner and Berlioz, but he was well received in the UK and premiered a number of his works here during a number of visits. Mendelssohn's principal works for organ are the three Preludes and Fugues, Opus 37, and the six Sonatas, Opus 65. The former date from 1837, but we start today's programme with the Prelude and Fugue No. 1 in C minor, played by the late and great John Scott on the magnificent organ of St Paul's Cathedral.
Thank you.
the Dieway period there gives it away, doesn't it? That was St Paul's Cathedral, of course, and John Scott at the organ, and playing Mendelssohn's Prelude and Fugue No. 1 in C minor, Opus 37, composed in 1837. For our obligatory piece of Bach this evening, we have his Fantasia in G major, BWV 572. This was most likely composed whilst he was at Weimar between 1708 and 1717. And the Fantasia is perhaps not the most appropriate title, as the beginning is more of a toccata, and it leads to a central contrapuntal section, the grave, and then a coda. The writing is interesting, as midway through the main section, the Fantasia section, the grave, there is a B scored below the bottom C on the pedal compass, which is difficult to account for, as it says in the score, as it's certainly not playable on any modern instrument. Other than that, the piece is relatively straightforward and rather grand, so can be heard regularly in small and medium-sized churches up and down the country. Bach's Fantasia in G major. Bach's Fantasia in G major, BWV 572. And it's interesting that even in serious organ music, there's different interpretations. I've certainly heard the central section of that piece played a lot faster, and the final movement played a lot slower. Anyway, that was Alexander Kniazev at the organ of Riga Cathedral in Latvia. Francis Poulenc was a French composer and a pianist, and he lived between 1899 and 1963. He's famed for his piano, chamber, orchestral, chorale, operas, ballets, and orchestral music. His concerto for organ, timpani, and strings in G minor, written between 1934 and 1938, is said to have been commissioned by Princess Edmund de Polignac, who was heir to the Singer sewing machine fortune, as an easy organ piece that she could play herself. How nice. Poulenc had never composed for the organ before, so he studied pieces by Bach and Buxtehude for inspiration and style, and was also advised by Maurice de Ruffelet. A private premiere of the piece took place in December 1938, with de Ruffelet as the soloist.
Thank you.
Peter Herford and the Philharmonia Orchestra with Francis Poulenc's Concerto in G Minor for Organ, Strings and Timpani, played there at St. Albans Abbey, the recording or the piece written in 1938. Henry Purcell lived between 1659 and 1695. He was an English composer in the Baroque era and one of the greatest recognised English composers. He was a boy chorister at the Chapel Royal until 1673, and so strong was his reputation that a popular wedding processional is widely but incorrectly attributed to him, the Trumpet Voluntary, which was in fact written by Jeremiah Clarke. The trumpet tune is also not without argument as to derivation, but is now widely attributed to Purcell, and it's a great wedding favourite, never been intended to be played on a trumpet, but merely on the trumpet stop of an organ.
Thank you.
was Henry Purcell's trumpet tune, played there by Ian Tracy on the organ of Liverpool's Anglican Cathedral. Something totally different now. Henry Mancini was a popular composer who lived between 1924 and 1994. He was American, and he was also a conductor and an arranger, and famed for his film and TV scores. He had 4 Academy Awards, 20 Grammy Awards, and a Golden Globe. Amongst his best-known works is the Moon River theme, originally performed by Audrey Hepburn in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Henry Mancini's Moon River, played there by Tony Finelon on the organ, the Wurlitzer, in Hoyt's Regent Theatre in Melbourne. And as I say, it dates from 1961, that particular piece. Marcel Dupré is another regular on this programme. He lived between 1886 and 1971, and he's another of the famous 19th and 20th century French organists and composers. He was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music, and was regularly acquainted with the great French organ builder Cavaille Coll from an early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught 2 generations of well-known organists that were to follow in the great French tradition. Most of Dupré's music for organ ranges from the moderately to extremely difficult to play, some making almost impossible demands on the performer. The Evocation, Opus 37, fits into that category, and we end tonight's programme by returning to the excellent recording of Dupré at St Paul's Cathedral by John Scott, and this is the Allegro Deciso from 1941. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.